Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is T. How can I assist you?
Yes, I got scammed into this modern balanced lifestyles back in May, and I thought I canceled it. I tried to eliminate it on my credit card. However, it showed up, and I would like to have it canceled.
All right, sir, could you tell me your zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
Your zip code.
16156.
16156. First and last name.
Horkler, Horchler.
All right, Mr. Horkler, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Address is 2903 Leesburg Volant Road, Volant, PA, 16156.
All right, hold one moment as I access the account. Yes, sir, Mr. Horkler, it seems that you, in fact, did contact us and cancel it out. There was a charge we tried to make on the 9th, but the account has been canceled already, so there was no charge made on the 9th.
Well, there was a charge. I talked to Synchrony first. They transferred that credit card to another bank. That other bank ended up with that. The charge for $59.89 on May 10th. And they contacted, and I just got a letter from them stating, hold on, let me find it here. What did I do with it? Just had it. It stated that I had signed up for some sort of trial period. Oh, here it is. And denial. I'd signed up for a trial offer and did not fully cancel to avoid subsequent recurring billings. Well, I thought I did cancel that, and there should have been no further billings. There should have been no billings at all. And one showed up, and that was paid by the new bank, First National Bank of Omaha, on May.
Yes, sir, Mr. Arkler, I do understand that, but we have no charge for you as of the 10th. Your account has been completely canceled.
Well, why did I get a charge for $59.89?
Yes, sir. That was the decline charge.
Yes,
the account has been fully canceled out. The charge was declined, but the account is now canceled out.
Well, the bank said that they denied my claim, and I'd have to pay it.
Yes, sir, that was for the one in May. We don't have any charge for you as of June.
So I paid $59.89 and I can't get it back.
I do apologize, sir, but I am unable to issue a full refund. But the account has been canceled.
It has been canceled.
That is correct.
You're saying that did you get a billing, or did I pay $59.89 for something? Whether May 10th or
May
previous.
10th, sir. It was May 10th.
That was the only billing that came through?
That is correct.
Okay, and you say it was not paid to you? Is that correct?
No, sir. What I stated was that we have no further charges past the one that the bank said that you had to pay, sir. No other charge has been made onto your account.
Okay, but there was that original charge of $59.89?
Yes, back in May, sir. That is correct.
And did you actually receive the $59.89?
Yes, sir.
What was that?
Yes, the company did receive the charge on May the 10th for $59.89, sir.
Well, how do I go about getting that back?
Yes, sir, I do apologize. I cannot issue a refund.
So you scammed me out of $59.89, and there's no way I can get it back.
Sir, what you entered was a contest, which was very legitimate. The charge was a valid charge. I am unable to issue a full refund.
So you're not going to give me my money back?
I am unable to issue a refund.
Well, is there somebody there that is able to do it?
No, sir, because we all follow the same protocol.
Because the account is canceled, I can't get my money back. Even though I tried to cancel it before any money was taken.
Sir, it seems like you made the call way past the charge time. But yes, I am. There is no one here that can issue a refund, sir.
Well, if I call later in the day, would there be somebody there then?
No, sir. We all follow the same protocol. We are unable to issue a refund.
Okay. Looks like I just got scammed out of $60. No. Thank you for your help, sir.
Yes, sir. Good day. Thank you for contacting customer service. Good day to you as well.
Not much service.